So I was chatting with a potential client recently and we were talking about podcast guesting. She'd like to do some podcast guesting, but she mentioned that she had this reservation. She was worried about giving away her information for free, that she'd be, you know, just giving them this free content, her knowledge for free, and that people wouldn't come and purchase her services and get her support. So I think that's a common thing that all of us, myself included, if I'm like, I'm human and we all have this fear about giving away the stuff that we know. And this is what I told her.
Hello, I'm Olivia D'Souza. I'm a multi-passionate entrepreneur. I'm a content and podcast expert. I support visionary entrepreneurs and leaders passionate about living with purpose. Join me as we explore podcasting, life, business, and authenticity. Subscribe for meaningful conversations with a business buddy who gets what it's like. Welcome to Magnetic Pod. I'm stepping in the next little
me. I'm here to be everything I can. So yes, as I was saying, we had this conversation and she was talking about wanting to do some podcast guesting and get me to help her with that. And then she mentioned this fear about sharing what she knows for free on these people's platforms and just giving them this free, valuable stuff that she knows is so helpful to people. And I reminded her of something that she had just coincidentally, she'll know if she listens to this, I'm talking about her, because she, as I mentioned it, had just read the same thing herself. So it was like that extra confirmation, which is a story that I've mentioned previously on this podcast. It was from Marianne Williamson, and in her chapter on faith. So I did talk about faith a little while ago, but I'm going to mention this story again, specifically in relation to this issue. So Marianne Williamson had this event, this big event, and it was just, she'd done a lot of wonderful planning around this event. It was spectacular, but it didn't actually sell as well as she'd hoped. And she actually lost $10,000 in putting on the event. But the event itself was spectacular. And the mistake that she made is that she didn't tell everyone how fantastic it was. She kind of promoted it as though you just need to trust her that it would be great. And over again through that night, she kept hearing people make the same comment, which was, wow, if I'd known that this amazing entertainment would be on and that all of these things would be included tonight, I would have brought 10 friends. She heard that over and over through the night, and what a difference that would have made. And at the end of it, she, you know, her dad was congratulating her on a wonderful event, and she just cried and went, I lost $10,000. And he picked her up, and not physically picked her up. He just gave her a boost and said, ah, honey, I'm proud that you had $10,000 to lose. And if anyone has any problem with it, you tell them that you can absorb it. And she kept saying it over and over until she believed that she could absorb it. And so life went on and it was okay, but she had a learning from that. And that is something we can all learn from. And it is that don't expect people to be psychic. Okay, so you know you've got something great. You know you've got all this knowledge and you just want people to just trust that you have this knowledge. How are they going to know that if you don't actually share it? And especially today, I think in these days that we live in, knowledge is free. Like you can Google anything and you can ask AI stuff and all of that stuff. So I think if you're going to share something, some people are not going to pay for it, but they never would have paid you anyway. And if you're going to be in front of someone else's audience, that is like so, so valuable. That's like the quickest way to grow your own audience is to jump in front of somebody else's. So that's the biggest gift that you could get. So if you have that gift, don't expect listeners to be psychic and just trust that you know what you're talking about. Show them. Yeah, and give as much value as you can. I think if you're on someone's podcast too, especially being someone who supports people with podcasts, has her own podcasts, you know, knows what goes into it and, you know, the work that comes alongside it, because, you know, that is part of it. I That's why, as a side note, I try to give as much value to anyone who agrees to have me as a podcast guest or one of my clients as a podcast guest. I approach it from what's in it for them and give them as much value as I can. But if you've got that opportunity to be in front of someone else's audience, flaunt what you know. Just show it. And the people who were never going to pay aren't going to pay you either. But the people who are out there that are looking for someone that they can actually ask questions to, because it's one thing to hear information that applies to people in general, but it's another thing to be able to say, in my specific situation, I'm facing this issue and I don't want to give examples from this person. But like if you had health issues, say, for example, and you learned something, you still want to get individual advice for, I don't know if that was the best example to go for, but, you know, if you have a specific thing that you need help with, you still have your own personal goals and your own personal situation, and knowledge is free, but support is not free. And so if someone needs support, and that they have found someone because of they're listening on a podcast or, you know, wherever they find the information, and they resonate with your message and your values and are impressed with your demonstration of how you approach things and what you know, then they're forming a parasocial relationship with you. They're forming a trust with you. And you have a much better chance of them knowing what you can offer and therefore having the chance to actually choose to work with you than if you keep it a secret. Just don't expect people to be psychic. Yeah, if you get the chance to get in front of someone else's audience, strut your stuff, share your knowledge, and yeah. That's what I have to say on the matter. So I'd love to know your thoughts. I think that's quite human of us when we share something to be a little bit fearful of giving it away for free. I can feel that myself sometimes, you know, I'm human. But I think, yeah, people get knowledge for free, but people need support, and that's what you can charge for. What are your thoughts? I'd love to know. If you found this helpful, I would love to know that you listened to it. Let me know. You can screenshot this and put it in your stories and tag me, and I will give you a great big thank you and send you lots of good vibes. And I will see you in the next one. Bye. I'm stepping in the next level me. I'm here to be everything I can be. Like a snake, I'm shedding my skin to be. Hello, it's Libby here. Have you ever wondered about what the key elements are that make a podcast truly stand out? Or maybe you're thinking about starting your own special podcast and feel a bit overwhelmed and don't know where to start? Well, I have something for you. Introducing the Ultimate Podcast Checklist. Da, 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 da. It's a step-by-step guide that covers everything from the initial brainstorming to advanced growth strategies. It's the perfect companion for both new and seasoned podcasters. And the best part, it's absolutely free. Da, 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 da. To grab your copy, simply head to the show notes of this episode and you will find a direct link there, and then away you go. Remember, every podcast started with that initial spark and the right resource. So let the ultimate podcasting checklist be yours.